You're listening to the Farmyard Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Farmyard. It's a movement, have you heard? And our Patreon supporters.
Episode 20, Yard Farming in the Bronx, with host Linda Borgi.
Well, hello there. Linda Borgi here from Farmyard. It's a movement, have you heard? I guess you can tell I just love saying that. I really do. I love saying that. Well, I welcome you to this wonderful day and to this podcast that is entitled Yard Farming in the Bronx. Fun, right? I got to tell you, I've had so many different life experiences, and going through old files brings back memories. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Really, what I'm really expressing to you here is that you really can farm anywhere at any time, and anybody can do it as long as you have the skills necessary to be successful. And that is what this podcast is all about, giving you those tools. So let me tell you the story about farming in the Bronx. So I, even though I was an urban farmer in the Hudson Valley for 11 years, my background is in business. I was a controller of a public utility. I managed 26 Costco wholesale locations in six states for their cut flower business. I worked for a cut flower importer. And my very beginning of my career was on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, managing four-star Italian restaurants. So background is really in business. And I had these friends that had a hardware store on Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, just right there on Jerome, right by the elevated train. And their hardware store was a car dealership. It used to be a car dealership, right? So there was this big paved area, and it was a city block long, and big paved area where the used cars used to go, blah, 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 outside of this hardware store. And surrounding this hardware store was a 10-foot fence, and on the top was barbed wire. That's the backstory on my friends. Now, they called me and said to me, I know you really have such a great background, like with Costco and so on and so forth. We do not have control of our inventory here at the hardware store. And you know, hardware stores have lots of parts, lots of pieces, and not having control of your inventory is a really big problem. So what they wanted to know is if I would come and help them out with this problem and set them straight. So I thought about it. You know, it was a really big job, and it was in the Bronx. Okay, I was living right over the bridge in Jersey, but still, I didn't want to do it. But I went out and took a look at the operation, and I saw that big parking area. Nobody could park there. It was where the used cars used to park. It was all asphalt, you know. And I said to them, okay, I'll make you a deal. I will come and I will straighten out your inventory if you let me farm out here outside this building. And my friend said, well, how are you going to do that? It's asphalt. I said, yeah, well, there's earth underneath that asphalt. And they said, knock yourself out. So I went and I helped them with their inventory. And at the same time, I rented a jackhammer, not a really big one, not a really big jackhammer, but a jackhammer nonetheless. And I carved out along the fence line, I believe it was a 1 foot. I chopped up all the asphalt, one foot wide off the fence by 100 feet long. And I took all the asphalt out. Now, in this area, there was nothing but drug debris, dirty needles that people would just go and just throw through this fencing, you know? So I cleaned that whole place up and I took the asphalt out. And I brought in beautiful biodynamic soil, and I proceeded to plant morning glories and moonflowers. So it was 1 foot by 100 feet of morning flories and moonflowers, but I felt that I needed to let the community know what was happening. So on an 8.5 by 11, you know, a piece of paper, I wrote in English and in Spanish, one in English and then one in Spanish, and I had them laminated, and I made, I can't remember how many of these, but I put them all the way down that fence line on the outside of the fence. And this is what it said. Hi, my name is Linda, and I am a farmer. I have created this garden for all of my friends in the Bronx. I hope you are enjoying the transformation. If you are in need of any help, please let me know. In turn, you can help me by protecting this space so that it can grow and flourish. If you have any questions, just ask. Thanks and God bless, Linda. So I wrote it in English and I wrote it in Spanish. And farming in the Bronx was absolutely amazing. It was amazing, the transformation that that 80 to 100 foot row of morning glories and moonflowers brought to that neighborhood. It was the biodynamics, it was the spraying of the spray, and it was the growing of something from the mother. That's the earth beneath our feet, right? And what would happen is I would just stand out there and observe the multitudes of people, because this is the Bronx, right? They would cross the street and come onto our block and walk into this energy field, and you could see them transform. And do you know that I never found any more drug garbage thrown through that fence again? Nope. It just wasn't happening. I think that we can farm a yard anywhere we choose. But first and foremost, we have to have a realization that there is earth beneath that asphalt, that the mother is never far away. But, you know, it always goes back to, for me, and it should be for you as well, that if you don't have a relationship with soil, if you don't have a relationship with the earth beneath your feet, right, then how could you, number one, even be aware of it? If you are not growing anything that you're consuming, then you don't have a connection to that source. So you just go to the stupid market and you buy your food and you eat it. There's no connection there. Unlike walking down that street in the Bronx, those people were able to, on their way to work, see that whole process transform. See those vines, very short, you know, going up that fence, you know, like 6 inches. And then the next day it's a foot. And then before you know, it's the entire fence. And it's blue in the morning and it's white at night. Unless you are able to feel and really physically participate in that orchestration, there's a disconnect. There's an absolute disconnect. And in the reconnection process, I have to tell you, it's abundant joy. That's all it is. And if you try it, even if you go out right now, right, and you get yourself a 4-inch pot, 4-inch plastic pot with a saucer underneath, and you get some beautiful organic compost in there or organic soil, right, in that pot. And then you get yourself a head of garlic. You break that garlic up, it's going to give you, you know, a dozen or more cloves of garlic. Where all of those cloves of garlic were connected to the head, I call that the hiney, because that's where their roots come from. You take that clove of garlic, and now you're going to take 5 of them, and then you're going to make 5 holes around the edge, and you're going to put these cloves of garlic in there, and you're going to put the hiney in the hole, and you're going to squish it closed. The farmyard lingo is hiney in the hole, squish. Hiney in the hole, squish. That's what we say, right, Terry? When we're planting 300 pounds of garlic, right? And then you're going to water that 4-inch pot, that 4 or 6-inch pot, and you can keep it right next to your kitchen sink. And it's going to start to grow green. Yep. You're going to see green coming out the top where you planted those cloves of garlic. And you let that green grow to be about 7-8 inches long, and then start cutting it. First, take one of the green garlic, and just cut a quarter of an inch off the top and chew it, put it in your mouth. And I would like you to tell me, and I mean literally, I would love for you to tell me, send me an email at linda@farmyard.com. I would love for you to tell me if that is not the most powerful garlic that you have ever tasted. Now, I'm Italian. I love garlic. I mean, my last crop in Walker Valley was 300 pounds of garlic. And in this crazy brain, after I harvested all that garlic and dried it and it was bunched and ready to go, ready for sale, I contemplated, I said to myself, I really don't want to sell any of this garlic. I want all of it for my very own. But I did wind up selling it. But it's funny, right? So a lot of garlic has passed through this mouth. But you will never taste garlic more powerful than green garlic. Well, anything green, photosynthesis, life, you know, it's in that green. But when you're putting that hiney in the hole, and that's a way that you can have garlic 24/7, 365 days a year. What do you think about that? Not too bad, huh? Let's say you have a little bit bigger space, right? Let's say you have an area in, let's say your garage, and you could put up a light. Well, you could farm in a milk crate. Yeah, Baruni, you sure can. And you're not even going to have to bend if you have two milk crates, right? You take a milk crate, one you turn upside down, and the next one you put on top of it. The one on top is the one you're going to grow in. You line it with wet newspaper. And then you fill it with beautiful, rich, organic soil, compost, biodynamic, you know, the good stuff. And then all you have to do is plant in it. Yep-a-rooney. So you see, folks, it is easy to grow where you are. I always say farm a yard, but for God's sake, if you farmed a thimble, that would be good. I saw someone the other day take a wine cork, and put like a 5/8 inch drill hole halfway in it, put a little soil in it, and planted a seed. But we have to have the will, and we have to have the want, as well as the wherefore, right? Well, there you go. Farming in the Bronx. I was just going through some files, and I'll take a picture with my phone of both of these signs, and I'll put it in the show notes. And I also have a picture of the fence and the 1-foot by 100-foot row of morning glories and moonflowers. They were not up yet, but you'll see me and all the jazz, the transformation of a neighborhood. Yep. Transformation of a neighborhood. Once you begin to grow in the front of your place, if you have a house, get rid of your lawn. Get rid of it. It really is old hat. It's not taking care of our climate change. It's hurting our climate change. It's not taking care of your bellies. It's hurting your bellies. I forever wondered, with these lawn companies that are putting so much poisons on this turf grass. It's incredible. I mean, 130 different chemicals. But then again, even if you don't know that, I thought that the skull and crossbones, that figure, that symbol, was universal. And when I see that on people's lawns, that it is dangerous, skull and crossbones for children, pets, and the elderly, why are we allowing it to happen? I believe it's because we don't know any better. I believe because we don't have a different model in place. Well, we do have a different model in place. It's just not viral yet. But you know what? I know that there's going to be a day very soon in my near future where I'm going to go drive down a residential neighborhood and it's going to be called Lettuce Lane, and every single house is going to be growing a different variety of lettuce. Yepperoni. Then there's going to be Broccoli Boulevard. And God knows we're going to have tsunamis of zucchinis erupting across the country. And it's all going to be grown biodynamically. How exciting is that? Oh my gosh. Woe is me. Oh, in my mind, it's such a beautiful time. And it's right there, folks. It's right there. It is right at our fingertips. Before I get up and speak at any major events, not even just major events, even if I'm speaking to a crowd of five, or if I'm going to do an interview, a podcast interview, I listen to what I call my Game On song. And that song is Natasha Bedingfield's song, and it's entitled Unwritten. And it's a long song. I think it's like 4.5 minutes. But it reminds me that every moment is unwritten. That for me, it's right there. I mean, I can taste it. Can you taste it? Can you taste it? Can you taste that garlic? What about that arugula? Can you taste it? I can taste it. I'm tasting it for you. So please download and subscribe to the Farmyard Podcast. Tell your friends. Share. And I would like to thank our Patreon supporters. Without your support, I don't know what we do, kiddos. Honest to goodness. So grateful, so very grateful each and every day. Yep, Aruni. Well, once again, I will see you on the flip side. And until then, go farm your yard biodynamically, man. Farm it biodynamically.
Next on the Farmyard Podcast, The Future Lives in the Fall with host Linda Borgi. This podcast is community supported. We thank everyone for tuning in, and a special thank you goes out to all our Patreon supporters. If you enjoy our content, please subscribe and share. You can help support us through Farmyard, all one word, on patreon.com.